Good morning to you all.
各位早晨。
Know that this is the last worship service of this year.
呢个系2014年最后一个嘅崇拜。
And we begin a new year next week.
我哋下个星期就会有2015年。
And so I want to wish you all a happy new year.
希望喺呢度恭祝大家新年快乐。
And as we see behind us, we just celebrated Christmas.
我哋睇到喺后边嘅装饰，我哋都知道我哋刚刚庆祝圣诞节。
And I know that Christmas involves a lot of family gatherings.
在聖誕節，我們很多時候會一家團聚。
My daughter and her family came to visit me this weekend.
我的女兒和家人來到波士頓探我。
And I enjoyed a lot of good time with my granddaughter, who's almost 2 years old.
我孫女也兩歲，她來到我們很開心的時候。
But we know that Christmas is not just a family affair, but it's celebrating Christ's first coming to the earth.
我哋知道聖誕節唔係一個家人嘅聚會咁簡單，聖誕節係慶祝主耶穌第一次來到呢個世界。
We know that the Bible had prophesied that there would be a Messiah that would come.
聖經預言尼賽亞會來臨。
And the Jews waited for this Messiah.
猶太人就係為咗呢個尼賽亞喺度切切嘅等待。
And Christmas, the Christmas story represents the coming of Jesus to become a human being.
聖誕節就係為咗慶祝主耶穌嚟到呢個世界上面。
But today, we as Christians don't look for the first coming, but we look for Christ's second coming.
今日嘅基督徒，我哋留意嘅係主耶穌嘅再來。
And so that's why I wanted this morning for us to look at this very important passage.
所以我希望喺今日我哋去讀呢一段非常重要嘅經文。
In the passage that was just read in verse 7, Peter writes, "The end of all things is at hand."
我哋刚刚读呢段经文嘅第七节，佢喺度讲万物的结局近了。
That is the end of the world as we know it will come soon.
就呢度就系讲我哋所认识呢个世界好快就会完结。
That God has a plan for this this earth.
主耶稣神在这个世界上有一个计划。
He has a final goal in mind.
他有一个最终的计划在心里面。
And it involves the second coming of Christ.
而这个结局是有主耶稣的再来在里面。
And so the Bible talks a lot about Christ's return.
所以圣经里面讲到很多关于主耶稣再来的事。
We know, as we celebrate Christmas, that God always existed.
我哋喺庆祝圣诞节嘅时候，我哋知道神系永远存在。
But Christ became a human being, in the Christmas story.
但主耶稣道成肉身，喺圣诞节降落。
And in his first coming, he came as the Lamb of God.
喺佢第一次降临嘅时候，佢系以羔羊嘅身份降临。
He came to die for our sins.
佢嚟到为我哋嘅罪而死。
But when he comes again, he will come as a king.
但当主耶稣再来临在这个世界上面的时候，他将会以一个君王的身份来到。
Not just a king, but the king of kings.
不单是一个君王，乃是万王之王。
Christ will come and set up his kingdom on earth.
他会来到建立他的国度。
He will administer his judgment.
他会施行他的审判。
He will fulfill all the prophecies.
兑现所有的预言。
And so when Peter says, the end of all things is at hand, he's saying Christ's return can happen at any time.
所以当彼得在这里写万物的结局近了，他所说的 是说主耶稣再来是随时都会可能发生。
That Christ's return, we should be ready whenever he comes.
我们都要做好准备，为到他即将随时来临做好准备。
And so this understanding should shape our attitude in life.
这个认知应该改变我们平时生命生活的想法。
There should be a sense of urgency in our lives.
我们生活应该是有迫切性在里面。
There should be an anticipation in our lives.
在我们生活里面应该有期待在里面。
Now you may have a question and say, well, I thought this letter was written many years ago.
你可能会想这封彼得的书信可能是在很久很久之前写下来的。
And you are correct that Peter wrote this letter back around around 63 AD.
而事實上，彼得係喺主後63年寫好呢封信。
And now we are approaching 2015.
2015年都就係嚟到啦。
And so it's been almost 2,000 years since Peter wrote this.
所以由呢封書信寫成到而家，差不多係2000年。
And he wrote that the end of all things is at hand.
而佢喺呢度講萬物嘅結局近了。
So was Peter mistaken?
咁彼得係咪錯咧？
Well, I believe if you actually look in Peter's second epistle, he gives us an answer.
如果你睇彼得后书三章嘅话，佢有一个回应。
In second Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 10, he addresses people who are in some sense laughing at him that he's thinking that Christ's return is at hand.
喺彼得后书三章嗰度，佢就对一啲嘲笑佢嘅人有一个咁样嘅回应。
He tells us there that God doesn't see time the way that we do.
佢喺度喺嗰度，佢喺度话神睇时间同我哋睇时间系好唔同。
Because God is infinite.
因为神系永在嘅。
It says that God, for God, 1,000 years is just like one day to God.
对神嚟讲，千年如一日。
And so we need to understand from God's perspective that even though it's been 2,000 years, to God it might seem like 2 days.
所以我哋要明白，可能喺神嘅眼入边，神嘅眼光入边，2,000 年可能只不过系两日。
Also in that passage, it tells us that it isn't because God is late, it's because He's giving people more opportunity to accept His salvation.
而彼得后书亦都有讲到，因主耶稣系未再嚟，唔系因为神有咩担言，而系因为神对我哋有宽容。
And so even though Christ has not returned yet, He is giving people more time to come to know Him.
所以主耶稣尚未再来，系因为神希望世人有多一啲嘅时间去认识佢。
But Peter's point is that Christ could come at any time.
但系彼得喺呢度想讲，主系随时会再嚟。
Now the Bible doesn't give us exact date of when Christ will return.
圣经冇讲主耶稣喺几时边一日会翻嚟。
But Christ does give us many signs.
但圣经亦都喺呢度讲，神俾咗我哋有好多嘅记号。
And if you want to see the signs, all you have to do is read the newspaper.
如果你想睇到呢啲记号嘅话，你只要睇一睇新闻就知啦。
We see all the world events.
我哋睇到世界有好多嘅大事。
We see all the trouble in the Middle East.
我哋睇到喺中东地区有好多嘅纷争。
And as recently as 1948, Israel was reformed as a nation.
在1948年以色列 再度立国。
And even though it's a very small country, yet it seems to have such a big impact.
虽然是一个很小的国家，但对世界的影响就很大。
We see that there is increased persecution of Christians.
我们看到基督徒的迫害也都不断增加。
Christians are being killed. Christians are being beheaded.
我们看到基督徒被杀被斩首。
And yet, more and more people have been coming to Christ.
但与此同时，亦都有更多嘅人去相信基督，系加入基督教。
We see these worldwide events.
我睇到好多震撼呢个世界嘅事。
We see there's a climate change in our world.
我睇到天气气候嘅变化。
We see these deadly diseases like Ebola.
有好多好致命嘅疾病，好似伊波拉病毒。
We see that morality is changing.
我睇到道德嘅转变。
What used to be right is now wrong.
以前系啱嘅嘢，可以即刻变咗做错。
What used to be wrong is now right.
但我哋经常都觉得错嘅嘢，突然间又会变做啱。
We see more violence in our world.
暴力亦都不停嘅增加。
We see these mass shootings.
有好多枪杀集体枪杀嘅事件。
We see that the relationship between different ethnic groups is in having more and more problems.
不同种族的关系也都有不停的角力的张力也都不停的增加。
And we recognize that government and technology can't solve our problems.
我们也都明白看到政府和科技是解决不到这些问题。
Now, Peter in this passage doesn't spend any time really talking about when exactly is Christ going to come.
彼得在这里没有说主耶稣究竟几时会回来。
We could spend lots of time just talking about trying to predict when Christ will come.
我们可以用花上很多的时间去估计主耶稣究竟几时会再回来。
But we notice in this passage that Peter is not focused upon when, but the question of so what.
但彼得在这里没有 主要集中在主耶稣几时回来，而是集中在当我们知道主耶稣会回来的时候，我们应该做些什么。
He is thinking very practically.
他在想一些很实际的事。
So he tells us how we are to live our lives in the recognizing that Christ could come back anytime.
所以彼得在这里说，当我们知道主耶稣会随时回来的时候，我们应该怎么样
做。Maybe at that time there were people like today who think that, oh, Christ could come back at any time.
在当年也可能有很多人会想，啊，主耶稣可能随时会回来。
So maybe I should just quit work, go up to some mountain and just wait for Jesus.
他可能会想，啊，我可能主耶稣随时会回来，不如我不要做我手头上的工作，去到一个山上面，就在那里等待。
But that is not Peter's advice for us and for them.
这个不是彼得对我们的建议。
And this morning I want to share with you what Peter does advise us to do.
所以今这个早上我希望跟大家分享彼得对我们的建议。
But I want to go to the end of the passage.
但我们想首先看最尾的这段经文 最末段。
To the end of verse 11.
去到最第十一节的最尾。
Because I want you to understand the purpose of these commands that he will be giving us.
我们想明白这些的教训对我们最大的目的是什么。
So the last part of verse 11, it says, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ, to him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
十一节的后段说，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀，原来荣耀权能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
So Peter is saying everything that we do, the way that we should live our lives, should give glory to God.
这里说，在我们生命上面所做的事，都应该是以荣耀神去做。
And to glorify God is to make God look good as he really is.
去荣耀神就是等其他人可以看到神是美好是完全的一面。
And so Peter particularly talks about how Christians are going to relate to one another.
在这段经文里面，彼得在说基督徒应该怎样跟其他基督徒去相处。
Because as Peter was writing this, the Christians were undergoing a lot of persecution.
因为在彼得写这封书信的时候，基督徒正在被大量的迫害。
Things were very intense.
是有一个很大、很大压力在里面。
And so as we are in this very stressful situation, it can bring the Christians closer together or can drive them apart.
在这些这么大压力的情况底下，可能会将基督徒聚集在一起，但也都可能会将他们分开分拆出来。
Just as a crisis in your family could either bring your family together or could drive you apart.
就好像一个家庭里面经历一些很大的家庭的危机的时候，也都可能将家庭团结在一起，或者将他们分开。
And so,Peter's first command for us is to be prepared for prayer.
所以彼得在这里的第一个建议就是要我们去谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Verse 7 says, The end of all things is at hand, therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayer.
第七节，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Now, prayer glorifies God because it acknowledges that we are weak and we are dependent upon God.
一个祷告能够将荣耀归给神，是因为祷告里面我们承认了自己的软弱，承认了神的力量，同埋我们承认了我们都需要对神有依赖。
And certainly as we read about different signs, as we read the newspapers, we want to draw closer to God.
当我们看到世界发生的大事，看到神的记号的时候，我们也都希望我们可以依靠到神。
We want to be in close communication with God through prayer.
我们希望可以通过祈祷跟神有沟通。
Now, when people think about the second coming, sometimes they are drawn to two extremes.
当我们看到这些记号，我们想起神会再来的时候，很可能会跌入两个极端里面。
One extreme would be fanaticism.
一个极端是一个疯狂 狂熱嘅主義。
That is, this is all the people think about is about Christ's second coming.
可能所有佢當跌入狂熱主義入邊，我哋淨係諗到嘅每一樣嘢，每一件事都係淨係諗到主嘅再來。
And these are the people who say, well, maybe I should just quit my job and go to the mountaintop and wait for Christ.
所有嘅嘢都唔再重要，我哋將我哋所有嘅財產都變賣，然之後就上山喺山上面等啦。
They don't have any plans for the future.
佢哋唔會再為自己將未來去計劃。
And so they think that Christ could come at any time. Therefore, I should just quit my job and just wait for him.
佢哋覺得主隨時都會再嚟嘅話，咁我不如唔好做嘢啦，我就去個山度等啦。
And so that's one extreme.
呢個係一個極端。
The other extreme is when people are apathetic.
另外一個極端係一個好麻木嘅心態。
They read what the Bible says.They read what the Bible says.
佢哋會睇到聖經上面所講嘅。
They read the newspaper and see these signs.
佢睇到新聞上面嘅報導。
But they kind of ignore it.
但係佢哋唔理會。
They don't care.
佢唔去關心。
They're focused upon their own problems.
佢淨係望住自己手上嘅問題。
If they're a student, they just think about their next test.
如果佢哋學生嘅話，我淨係諗佢下一個考試。
If they have a job, they're thinking about their promotion.
如果佢哋有工作嘅話，佢哋就係諗自己升職。
If they have a family, they just want to focus on their children.
如果有家庭有兒女嘅話，就淨係去諗住自己兒女。
And so Christ's return has no impact upon their lives at all.
所以主再來對佢哋嚟講係冇任何影響。
But the first Peter is saying that if Christ is indeed going to return, it should affect our prayer lives.
但係彼得喺度講話，如果我哋真係明白主再來嘅話
，we need to be
應該會影響我哋嘅禱告生活。
It says we need to be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers.
呢度講我哋要謹慎自守、警醒禱告。
So the first word means that we are to keep.The mind safe.
謹慎自守就係去保守我哋嘅心思。
And so the opposite of this would be insanity.
一個唔係謹慎自守嘅相反就係好似一個瘋狂一樣。
And so, Peter is saying, don't be like those fanatical people.
彼得喺呢度講，唔好學似一啲狂熱瘋狂嘅人。
Those people are paralyzed with fear and worry.
嗰一啲人係俾佢哋恐懼去控制住。
The second word means to keep awake, to keep watch.
警醒就即係要時刻嘅清醒。
And the opposite of that would be being sleepy.
相反詞就係眼瞓。
Now you remember how Peter was at the Garden of Gethsemane with Jesus.
大家都應該知道彼得喺客西馬利園嘅時候係同耶穌一齊。
And Jesus went off to pray.
主耶穌就去祈禱。
But what happened to the disciples?
但係門徒點呢？
They fell asleep.
佢哋瞓著咗。
And so Jesus, Peter must remember that incident.
彼得一定記得呢件事。
He's saying, don't fall asleep, be awake, be alert.
彼得喺呢度就係講唔好瞓著。
You need to recognize that Christ could come back at any time.
我哋要記住主耶穌隨時會翻嚟。
And so it should impact our lives as well.
所以主再來應該係會影響到我哋嘅生命。
I don't know if you gone to on an airplane recently.
我唔知大家最近有冇搭飛機。
But as you know, when they before the plane takes off.The flight attendant gives all these safety instructions and demonstrations.
但當飛機起飛嘅時候，空中服務員都會做一啲安全措施嘅示範。
And I remember the first time that I went on a plane, I paid very close attention to what that flight attendant said.
我好記得我第一次搭飛機嘅時候，我好全心全意去留意空中服務員做嘅所有嘅示範。
But I noticed that other people didn't care.
但我亦都睇到身邊嘅所有人都冇去留心。
And they were just reading their newspaper.
佢繼續睇佢嘅報紙。
They were talking with their friends.
繼續傾偈。
But they really weren't paying attention.
冇人去留心。
And I wonder if there was a real emergency, whether they know what to do.
我嗰陣時候就喺度諗，如果真係有 危險有危機發生嘅時候，唔知佢哋識唔識點樣去反應。
And I think some people have that same attitude about Christ's return.
好多人，好多基督徒對主再來亦都可能有相同嘅心態。
They're really not paying attention.
真係冇去留心。
They're being distracted with other things.
係俾其他世上嘅事所分心。
And so if we recognize that Christ is returning, it should affect our prayer lives.
所以如果我哋真係去認知到主再來嘅話，將會影響到我哋嘅禱告生命。
Now I still read the real newspapers today.
我今時今日依然都拎住一份紙嘅報紙去睇報紙。
And when I read the newspaper, it causes me to pray more.
我睇到報紙，睇完報紙之後，會令到我更加想去禱告。
Because as I read it, I said, "Oh, all these troubling things are happening in the world."
因為我睇報紙嘅時候，我就見到啊，呢個世界上仍然有好多令人擔心嘅事發生。
And so it causes me to pray more.
令到我更加想去禱告。
And so I hope that you are praying more as well.
所以我希望大家都会更加多地去祷告。
Because the end of all things is at hand.
因为万事的结局近了。
The second command that Peter gives to us is in verse 8.
在第二个对我们的命令是在第八节。
Not only are we to be more prepared for prayer, but we ought to love one another deeply.
除了我们要经常去祷告之后，第八节也都说我们要彼此的更加切实地去相爱。
It says in verse 8, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins.
第八节，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
And again, as the readers of this letter were undergoing a lot of persecution, Peter felt he needed to remind people to love one another.
彼得知道这封信的读者是在很大的逼迫之内，所以他希望提醒这封信的读者，希望可以大家彼此切实的相爱。
Because again, when we're undergoing a lot of stress, sometimes we can turn on those who are closest to us.
因为在很大的压力、很大的逼迫之中，我们很容易就会将我们的不满、将我们的投诉都发泄在我们身边的人身上。
And so he wants the Christians to really love each other earnestly.
所以彼得希望我们可以真真正正、很切实的去互相彼此相爱。
Now that word earnestly in the Greek actually means to be stretched or strained.
切实这个字在希腊原文是解释为去很用力去用尽你身上面肌肉上面每一分力量。
It could be used, for instance, of an athlete.
好似用在运动员身上面。
As the athlete is nearing the finish line, sometimes they are stretching and straining toward that finish line.
好似一个跑步的运动员去到冲线最后一刻的时候，用尽身上每一分力量去到个终点一样。
And so as they're stretching and straining, it obviously is sometimes even painful.
所以当他很用力去到冲线那一刻的时候，很可能是很痛苦的一件事。
They're giving their full effort.
他是用尽身上每一分力。
And so in some sense, Peter is saying, you know, sometimes it's not so easy.To love one another.
所以彼得喺呢度讲话，爱一个人有阵时候唔系真系咁容易。
Sure, it's easy to love someone who's very nice to you.
去爱一个对你好可爱嘅人系容易嘅。
But sometimes people aren't nice to you.
但有阵时候人系唔会对你好。
Even Christians aren't so nice to you.
就算你身边嘅基督徒都未必会对你好好。
And so Peter is saying, you need to still love them and love them very deeply.
彼得在这里讲，就算他们对你不好，你都要去爱他们，不单只是爱，还要是切实去爱。
And it's not just having a nice feeling toward that person.
不是只是对他有好的感觉。
It may mean even forgiving this person.
可能要你宽恕这个人。
And that's why in the last part of this verse, it says, since love covers a multitude of sins.
所以在这一节讲，因为爱能够遮掩很多的罪。
Now, what Peter has in mind is that.It's not that we cover up sin in the sense that we allow people to sin.
在这里彼得不是说我们去遮掩了那些罪，就是说我们不去看那些罪。
But rather he's saying we should not be trying to spread the news of this sin to other people.
这里是想说我们不要将这个罪去散播去其他的地方。
In the book of Proverbs, it says in Proverbs 17 verse 9,Whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends.
箴言十七章九节讲遮掩人过的寻求人爱，类似挑错的离间密友。
So if we heard a story about someone in the church who did something bad, we're quick to spread it around to everyone.
所以如果我哋听到一个我哋嘅教友有一啲做错咗事嘅时候，我哋好快就拧转头同其他人去讲。
We're quickly on the phone calling up our friends and giving them all the news and all the details.
我哋好快就拎起我哋嘅电话，然之后就去同其他人去讲。
But Peter's saying the opposite.
但彼得喺度讲啱啱相反。
If these people are not involved in that situation, there's no need to spread this around.
佢話：如果我哋唔係喺呢一個情況底下，我哋冇需要同其他人講。
Rather, they cover it over.
我哋就咁遮蓋咗佢。
Because they don't want to protect that person's reputation.
因為我哋想保護呢一個人。
And so, it's not saying that we allow people and we don't care when people sin.
呢個係講話我哋唔係唔去理會呢一個犯罪嘅人。
Sometimes it's necessary to confront people with their sin.
有時我哋要好坦白去面對呢啲嘅罪惡。
But if we're talking to people who are not involved in that situation, there's no need to spread all the gossip to other people.
但如果我哋係講緊同呢件事冇關係嘅第三者嘅時候，我哋冇需要將呢啲嘅細言細語去講出去。
And we recognize that people, Christians, will do things that are wrong.
我哋亦都明白基督徒有时会做错嘢。
People can disagree about different things in church ministry.
基督徒对每一件事工可能都会有唔同嘅意见。
Now I've been involved in our church here for over 35 years.
我喺BCC 呢间教会已经超过35年。
And over the years, I've seen lots of Christians disagree about different things.
在这35年里面，我见到不同的基督徒，因为就着不同的事有很不同的意见。
And sometimes people disagree with me.
有很多时候，基督徒会同我有不同的意见。
And sometimes people have said some mean things about me.
有时会对我讲一些很不好听的说话。
And so if I hear these things, I can just go out and say, well, I'm going to spread some bad things about those people.
当我听到这些说话的时候，我可以去选择去讲我会同呢啲人去讲一啲重伤嘅说话。
But instead, Peter is saying you need to cover it over.
但系彼得喺呢度讲，我哋需要遮盖呢啲罪。
Example sometimes is in our expansion.
一个例子系我哋最近扩堂。
And I'm talking about maybe the first expansion of our church.
我哋讲紧第一次嘅扩堂。
When we were building the 249 Harrison building.
当我哋起249嘅时候。
And there were people. It was the first building that they were going to have.
呢个系我哋教会第一个自己拥有嘅物业。
And I just started working for the church at that time.
当时我啱啱进入事工嘅团队入边。
And so there was a big controversy about should we have a cross in the sanctuary.
当时我哋就为住喺教堂入边应唔应该有一个十字架，有一个好大嘅争议。
Now some people said, "Oh, we're a Christian church. Of course, we should have a cross in the sanctuary."
有一班基督徒喺度谂，我哋系基督徒嘅教堂入边，梗系要有个十字架啦。
But then other people said, "Well, doesn't the Bible say that we shouldn't have any like idols and things?"
但亦都有另外一班基督徒就喺度谂话，圣经教我哋唔可以去有偶像。
And so sometimes those people disagreed, they said some mean things to each one another.
当两班人有不同的意见的时候，很多时候就开始有对骂了。
And so this passage is saying, cover over that sin.
这段的经文就教我们遮盖。
Don't try to attack, but rather forgive.
我们不要去互相去攻击，我们互相去宽恕。
And so Peter is saying for us, we need to have this very deep kind of love for one another.
我哋需要对彼此有一种好深嘅爱。
The third command that he gives to us is to offer hospitality to one another graciously.
第三个嘅对我哋嘅命令系我哋要互相嘅款待。
Verse 9 says, "Show hospitality to one another without grumbling."
第九节佢就讲，你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
Now that word hospitality in the Greek means love of strangers.
款待在希臘原文是講對客人或者一些陌生人的愛。
Certainly in the first century, there were not a lot of hotels and motels in that land.
在一世紀的中東是沒有那麼多酒店或者旅館的。
And particularly it was a time of persecution, Christians felt very threatened.
而且當時正值基督徒被逼迫的時候，基督徒也都覺得處處都會被人威脅。
And so Peter was encouraging the Christians to show hospitality even to people that you don't know very well.
所以彼得在這裡就鼓勵當時的基督徒，我們要互相的款待，就算你不是很認識的基督徒。
And to do it without grumbling.
而在你款待的時候不發怨言。
Because having strangers and guests can be an inconvenience.
因為當你有客人，特別是當你有陌生的客人的時候，對你來說可能會帶來很大的不方便。
They take up our time and they take up our money.
用你很多時間，用你很多錢。
But Peter is saying you need to show a love for strangers.
但是彼得在這裡說，我們要對陌生人有愛。
And I think we can apply this in two ways.
我覺得在今時今日，我們可以有兩個用法。
Number one is in regard to our own homes.
第一樣是對我們自己的屋企。
Now, Chinese have a high rate of home ownership, don't they?
中國人很喜歡買樓。
And but we need to recognize our homes don't belong to us, they belong to God.
但我們需要明白，需要記住，我們層樓不是屬於我們，是屬於神。
And so we need to recognize that God may want us to use our homes to reach out to other people.
所以神亦都可能想我們用我們自己的樓宇去作為一個工具去接觸身邊的人。
And so let us utilize what God has given to us for His glory.
所以讓我們用我們神給我們的這些的工具去榮耀神。
For many years, my wife and I hosted a Thanksgiving dinner at our home.
在過去很多年，我和我妻子會在我屋企入邊喺感恩節去做一個晚餐。
Many times, students will go home for Thanksgiving.
很多嘅學生喺感恩節會翻到屋企。
But there are some who live far away from their homes and they can't afford to go home.
但有好多因為屋企喺好遠嘅地方，冇錢去喺感恩節回家。
And so we used to invite 30 people over to our home just for Thanksgiving.
所以很多時候我就會邀請這班學生來到我們家裡面一起過感恩節。
And we didn't charge them money.
我們不收他錢。
We said it's free.
是免費的。
And you know what? I had to clean our house in preparation for these people.
但在這個晚餐之前我們要去清潔。
And after they leave, I have to clean up the house again.
他們走了之後又要再清潔。
And so it cost me time and money.
用好多嘅時間，好多嘅錢。
But yet God wants me to us to do that.
但呢個係神嘅對我哋嘅托付。
And so let us utilize our home for hospitality.
所以希望大家都用我哋屋企去款待身邊嘅人。
The second way that we can apply this command is in our church building here.
第二個應用呢段經文嘅方法係用喺我哋呢一個教会里面。
There are many people that come here to our church for the first time.
有很多第一次来的新朋友。
And they feel awkward.
他第一次来觉得很不自在。
They feel strange.
觉得很奇怪，很陌生。
And so they need friends, people who will come and make them feel at home.
所以我们很需要有朋友，让他觉得回到来是好像回到家一样。
And so instead of focusing on talking to our own friends, maybe we should look out for those people who are new.
所以除了我們跟自己的朋友、自己基督徒的朋友聊天，我們也都要去留心這些新的朋友。
Just recently, there was a memorial service for the former chairman of our board of deacons, Raymond Wong.
在剛剛過去，我們有一個喪禮是給過去執事會主席Raymond Wong。
And he was most recently an elder at the Southborough Framingham Church, Chinese Church.
他剛剛是 Southborough Church 的長老。
And at this memorial service, there were two leaders of the church who shared a very similar story.
在這個service 裡面有兩個很相似的故事。
And they both shared a story how they first started coming to that church. He said that Raymond Wong invited them to go to have lunch after the service.
他在講, Raymond 怎樣, 在崇拜結束之後,
and he said that's the reason why they stayed and became leaders in that church. Because someone cared about them and reached out to them when they first visited. And so you can also reach out to those new people in our church. And you can make a difference in whether they choose to come to your church or not. And so that's why hospitality is so important. The last command that Peter gives us is found in verses 10 through 11.
最後一個的彼得對我們的祝福是在第10至11節。
And it talks about serving one another faithfully. Maybe I should read verse 10.
第10至11節。 各人要照所得的恩賜彼此服侍，作成百般恩賜的好管家。若有講道的，要按著神的聖言講；若有服侍人的，要按著神所賜的力量服侍。叫神在凡事上因基耶穌基督得榮耀。原來榮耀、權能都是他的，直到永永遠遠。阿門。
So this passage tells us that each of us as Christians has received something from God.
这里说,
it is a spiritual gift. That is, it is some ability that God gives to you to serve the church.
这个是神给你的一些力量,一些能力去服侍教会。
And generally, it could be a speaking gift, or it could be a serving gift. Now, the serving gifts are maybe someone who preaches, like myself, or someone who leads the singing. Or it could be someone who is serving behind the scenes.
或者可能是在背後服侍的。
It could be someone taking care of the sound.
在服侍上面可能是在我們後面服侍音響。
It's someone who is ushering.
可能是迎新的。
But everyone should be serving in some way or another.
但每一個人都需要有少許服侍。
Everyone needs to be involved.
每一個人都需要去參與。
Because even as Christ will be returning at any time, we need to continue to build up the ministry of the church. We need to continue to make disciples. And so God has given to each Christian an ability to serve Him. And you may say, well, I don't know what my spiritual gift is.
你可能會問,
and my advice to you is just begin serving.
我給你的忠告是你可以開始去侍奉先。
Try different things.
試下不同的侍奉。
And so if God blesses it with fruit, then that might be where God has gifted you.
如果你見到侍奉有果效的話, 可能你就會見到你自己的恩賜。
And so it would be good for you to just have a servant type of attitude. And so as you are serving, God will show to you whether you are effective in this area or not.
当你去服侍的时候,你就会见到, 神给你究竟, 在这件事,
and this passage tells us that we need to be motivated for our to be good stewards for what God has given to us.
我们这段经文说,
and we need to recognize that God has given us this gift to serve Him so that the church can be built up. And so for many of you, it could be an area of just for many of you who are older, you may say, well, I can't do much.
对于我们在座很多年长的弟兄姊妹来讲, 可能会觉得, 我现在做不到什么。
But with technology, we can call people, for instance, over the phone.
但係我哋而家嘅科技，我哋可以打電話俾其他人。
There are people who are very lonely.
有啲可能係好孤獨嘅。
And so, just having a phone call from someone can cheer them up.
可能淨係收到一個電話，已經令到佢哋好開心。
You could be have a prayer ministry.
可以去組織一個祈禱嘅事工。
As you lift up the needs of different people, you are part of the ministry of the church.
通過禱告，我哋去托住我哋身邊嘅弟兄姊妹。
And so, even though you might not have a lot of strength and be able to get around, you can still serve God in different ways.
所以雖然身體上面未必有好大嘅力量，但我哋都可以有唔同嘅事工、唔同嘅服事去服事身邊嘅人。
And so, I know that, for instance, at the children's Christmas party, lots of many of you were involved with that.
刚刚过去嘅圣诞节嘅儿童嘅聚会，有好多嘅弟兄姊妹都有去帮手。
Some people were cooking.
有好弟兄姊妹去煮嘢食。
Some people were decorating.
有弟兄姊妹去帮手去布置。
Some people were driving.
有好多弟兄姊妹去帮手去揸车。
Some people were cleaning up.
有好多弟兄姊妹要去最后去执拾收拾。
And so it was wonderful to see all the different people serving in different ways.
是一个很美好的图画，我们见到所有的弟兄姊妹一起去帮手。
But Peter tells to us that we need to be serving him.
我们彼得这里教我们，我们要去服侍神。
So as we come to the conclusion of this passage, let us remind ourselves that the end of all things is at hand.
去到结论嘅时候，我哋去重新去提醒自己，万物嘅结局近了。
And Peter reminds us in four different areas.
彼得提醒我哋四方面。
What's our prayer life like?
我哋嘅祷告生活系点样
？What is our love life like?
我哋系咪互相嘅相爱
？Are we showing hospitality to strangers?
我哋对陌生人有冇善意嘅款待
？Are we serving where God has given to us?
我哋有冇互相嘅去彼此服侍
？And so we need to think back in this past year, am I growing in this area?
我哋回望2014，我哋有冇喺呢四方面去成长？
And do I need to grow more in these areas in the coming year?
我哋喺嚟紧一年，我哋需唔需要更加嘅去成长
？In 1959, the Queen of England came to visit the Chicago area.
喺1959年啊，英女王去到芝加哥呢个地方去探访。
And so many of the whole city was preparing elaborate preparations.
整个城市都好着力地去布置，去准备。
And particularly the hotels were put on alert.
酒店就更加嘅去十分嘅准备。
But when they contacted one hotel, they got a very strange response.
但系其中一间酒店收到呢啲嘅消息嘅时候，有一个好奇怪嘅回应。
The manager of the hotel says, "We're not making any special plans for the Queen."
嗰间酒店经理就话，我哋唔会因为英女王嚟而做一啲特别嘅准备。
He said, "Our rooms are always ready for royalty."
因为我哋所有嘅房间随时都系适合皇室人员居住。
So I hope that all of us will be like this hotel.
我希望我哋所有人都好似呢一间酒店咁样。
We're always ready for royalty to come.
我哋随时都准备皇室去。
Because that's the way that we're living our daily lives.
呢个应该系我哋日常生活去做生活嘅原则。
Let's bow together and pray.
我哋一齐祷告。
Father, as we listen to Peter's words, we are convicted.
当我哋听到彼得呢度嘅经文嘅时候，我哋受到感动。
For many, some of us, we kind of ignored the fact that Christ will return.
我哋当中有人系已经忘记咗主会再来。
We're so focused on the things of this life that we don't really see the signs of His coming.
我哋净系着眼于我哋眼前手上嘅事，而忘记咗睇到我哋身边嘅记号。
And so many of us will not be ready when the King of Kings returns.
所以当万王之王翻嚟嘅时候，我哋未必已经做好准备。
We pray, Lord, that you would help us to examine our prayer life.
主，我求你喺教我哋点样去监察我哋嘅祷告生活。
Help us to examine our love of people, particularly those who have hurt us.
监察我哋互相伤害嘅生活，特别系一啲对我哋伤害过我哋嘅人。
Have we been showing love to strangers?
我哋有冇对陌生嘅人有善意有爱？
Have we been utilizing the gifts that you've given to us to serve you?
我哋有冇用你俾我哋嘅恩赐去建立教会？
If we've been falling short in these areas, we pray that you would show that to us.
如果我哋係有不足嘅地方嘅話，主，我求你俾我哋睇到。
And pray, Lord, that in the coming year, Lord, that we will indeed be ready for the King of Kings.
俾我哋喺新一年入邊，我哋真係準備去迎接萬王之王。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主名求。
Amen.
Amen.